Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
On our newsline now, the MTA chairman, Jan O. Lieber, with reaction to what the governor have to say today. Mr. Lieber, good to talk with you again. So Governor Hochul's proposing increasing the payroll tax on downstate businesses to help fund the MTA. Do you like that idea?
Listen, this is a great set of news for MTA riders and for the region, because what the governor's proposing is a balanced plan to address what is a real risk for the region. Everybody knows, as the governor always says, the MTA is the lifeblood of the region. What she's proposing is everybody's got to contribute to solving this problem, the state, the city, and also riders with a little bit more of a fare increase. We haven't had a fare increase in several years. We got to go back to these little by little fare increases we had for like 10, 15 years. And then also the business community through the payroll mobility tax. See, Michael, let me tell you, the business community wants there to be great service every day of the week, but a lot of their employees are only coming in 1, 2, maybe 3 days a week. They need to help us make sure we can maintain service when their employees show up at the commuter rail station, at the subway, at the bus stop. That's why this has to be shared among everybody. It's a good news story, and it's a very moderate increase, I would emphasize.
So walk us through some of these numbers. What is your budget gap at the MTA right now, and how much of it would be filled by the governor's plan that she outlined today? Or do you know?
Sure. Thank you. Yeah, we do know. She's been very clear about what she wants to do. Look, we identified it's all a result of work from home. We have most middle class people and lower income people disproportionately showing up for work, but more affluent white collar workers are remote working. So that has created a roughly $1.2 billion budget gap for the MTA. And what the governor is proposing to do is to have the payroll mobility tax, which I just talked about, which, by the way, is tax deductible at the federal level and is a very slight increase. That's why the business community in New York so far has stepped up and said they support this additional tax. Important point. But she's also asking for the city of New York to take over some of the costs that, have ended up on the MTA side of the budget for like school bus passes for, New York City kids who ride on MTA, for other elements that have ended up on the MTA budget. And she's also asking the MTA, us, to find efficiencies, cost-saving efficiencies without cutting service worth $400 million. And she's also, as I said, suggesting a resumption of moderate fare increases and toll increases as well. So all these things represent balanced plan and very good news if the legislature acts for MTA riders and for the region.
I want to ask you about the moderate fare increases that you mentioned there.
Yes.
As you look
into
your crystal ball, when will bus and rail riders see a fare increase, and how much will it be?
What's in the governor's budget is about a 5% fare and toll increase, and it would likely not take effect until the second half of this year, because we have to wait for the budget to be enacted. Then we would have to have statutorily required public hearings and so on and so on. So it would take a little while. But I'll tell you this, Steve, Michael, what we're doing is we're figuring out how to make sure that we look in the structure of whatever fare and toll increase happens, that we're benefiting the people who really rely on the MTA the most. The people who are the occasional riders, less of a concern, but we want to make sure the people who really rely on it for regular commuting are having the most moderate increase to their cost. That's our priority.
MTA Chairman and CEO Jan O. Lieber on the newsline with us. The governor in her budget proposal today also suggesting speed cameras at MTA bridges and tunnels. Are you okay with that?
Yeah, absolutely. But among other things, people always focus on turnstile jumping for the fare evasion problem. But we got a lot of people who are you know, breezing through, you know, we have cashless tolling, which is great, but it relies on people having their the cameras taking images of people's license plates. So people are faking it with pretend license plates or defacing license plates. You're doing stuff to hide their number. And we have to make sure that those people pay their fair share. It's really outrageous when somebody in a $200,000 automobile rolls through and tries to fake away their obligation to pay tolls. But the other thing she's talking about, which is also important, is having cameras on buses so that people do respect the bus lane. New Yorkers are respectful, I think, in general. But, you know, sometimes people blow that off. And it is one of the reasons that we have trouble keeping our buses being faster than walking. We have to make it possible for buses to move quickly. A lot of people rely on them, especially seniors.
MTA Chairman Jano Lieber joining us on WCBS with reaction to Governor Hochul's budget address today. Mr. Lieber, thank you for coming on. We appreciate it.
You bet.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.